Jackie Cation, Lori Kilmartin. Jackie Cation, Lori Kilmartin. It's the Jackie and Lori Show. The Jackie and Lori Show. It's the Jackie and Lori Show. The Jackie and Lori Show.
Oh, I got nothing. So I hope you had an eventful week.
I did have an eventful week. I'm Jackie Cation. This is the Jackie and Lori Show. Let's say it every 250 episodes. I thought I would let people do some homework.
You know? I don't think you hand give answers to every student in the class.
This is welcome to the Zoom class. I did have a kind of an exciting weekend. I sent you a book, by the way, for your young man.
Just got it. Thank you. And thank you. The font size is reasonable. Thank you again. And his birthday's coming up, so I'm going to do it as a birthday present from you.
Okay, because I was going to say, I haven't read it, and that has bit me in the ass before. So, okay.
It's called Gay Sex Volume 2. I'm sure it's fine. And right. It's appropriate for him.
Darla's partner, my sister-in-law, is essentially, she recommended it, and mm-hmm. I want to read it, but it's essentially more of a teenage version of Harry Potter than Harry Potter. Okay. Like it's tighter, it's a little cussier. And it's a little more real. So you might want him to read it by himself.
Here's the thing. He more reads manga.
Right. He would like a graphic novel.
We'll see how that goes.
Yes.
And, we'll see how that goes. But he. But you know
Rainbow Coral, I think. And
yeah, it had the word rainbow in it.
Yeah, that is the name of the author. And it looks, I downloaded a little bit of it on Kindle because I realized that I had sent it without reading it first, and this is a terrible thing to do with children. Mm-hmm. I once sent my nephew that Firefly Japanese Nagasaki manga, anime rather, and it was super dark. He was 8. Anyway, it was about two children walking away from Nagasaki. Wow. And so I asked him how, because he said he was really liking Dragon Ball Z. And so I thought I'd send him something adult because I didn't watch it first. And so I was hoping not to make that same mistake.
Okay. Well, we're still plowing through Pride and Prejudice.
So you're good.
I'm enjoying rereading it. And I think he's tolerating, because I have to break and explain it. Of course, I've said this before. But,
which is good. So I thought that I was doing all three nights of Tammy Jo Dieren's Magic Castle show, because mm-hmm. she sent me the flyers and my name was on every night. Mm-hmm. But those were just possible comics that might show up. Good for you. Tammy Jo Dieren fills a room, you guys. And she fills a room. She's good
at it. She fills a parking lot as well.
So I'm just doing Sunday.
Okay.
I got offered to do a Jared Logan game podcast on Twitch, and I really want to do that because it was really fun the last time I did it. So,
and is that the one that paid a ghastly amount of?
No, that was that would have been amazing.
Okay.
No, it's just Jared Logan.
Okay.
It's not Amazon.
I don't know who has what. Okay.
Right. Jared Logan, I think, has a steady income. I think it's all working out for him and his wife and child.
Sure.
Kara Klenk, comic of the week. Previous comic of the week, Kara Klenk.
Yes, they have their house in Beverly Hills. So, you know, they're doing okay.
Oh, did they buy a house?
No, they didn't. Okay. I think we should just start spreading the rumor that they're secretly wealthy. The Logan household.
That they're living their best life. I am on the Vietnamese comedy. There's that one-nighter I did in Hanoi 2 mm-hmm. years ago, mm-hmm. Which, by the way, was 2 years ago today.
Wow.
Anyway, got an email from them today saying that they have a show tonight.
Ah.
And so I emailed that guy.
A live show?
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, can you guys do live stand-up in Hanoi right now? And he goes, yes, we're back to normal here in Vietnam, except for that there are no tourists. Americans are not allowed. And if you leave Vietnam, you can't come back.
Really?
Yeah.
This country is just too big. This, you know, it's unwieldy and we're, it's not going to work for us. Like it's going to, we need a vaccine that's a couple years out, or maybe miraculously COVID will die out. Like the Spanish
or leadership, did. Leadership would help.
No, it won't help because
it won't help. No. So don't bother voting people. Don't worry about it.
No. And please. Yeah. That's what I meant. Thank you for summing me up.
I'm just saying, sum you up.
The way we're going to solve COVID is it's just going to hurt for quite a while because this country is too big to corral force everyone to do the same thing.
I don't know. They're doing okay in China. It's bigger.
Well, okay. China's government, a little different.
Indonesia, just a little different. Also doing better than
Indonesia
we are.
Indonesia is not a physically large country. There's a ton of people, but it's very dense. I'm saying it's too spaced out. It's too gigantic. There's too many people in too many states, and it's geographically insane, and we can't figure it out.
I'm saying that if we had the correct leadership, we could figure it out.
I don't think so, because only...
But both of us have opinions. Neither of us are scientists. Neither of us are politicians. We're comics. But this is your opinion, is that the country is physically too large to get it under control.
Yeah. I'll sum up my opinion, Jackie.
No, I need to sum it up because I want to move on to something else.
I think... one half of the country doesn't think the current leader is their leader, and we're right. Mm-hmm. And the other half of the country won't think the next leader is their leader, and they're wrong.
I think that the 50% thing is incorrect.
All right, say 60-40, but it's no lower than 40.
I would say lower than 40, but 40% of voters, I would say for sure.
But Jackie, you only need, if you have 5% that are super spreading, we're all fucked. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I understand what you're saying, but I don't agree. But that has been the theme of this podcast. This is how we have been going for low these 700 years.
Yes.
Other than that, I am doing my 2 o'clock show today. I asked both of you if you wanted to do sets. Neither one of you responded.
I did. I said, sure, I did. And then I didn't hear back from you.
Oh.
I said, sure. Yes. Let's check our texts. Oh, I know you're always right about everything, Jackie. So
I don't know if you know this about me, but I have a lot of, you know what they told me when I was a child is that, people are always calling this family arrogant, but that's only because we're always right. And, you know, that is a joke my father told us when we were 8. And then we all had to go look up the word arrogant.
I'm holding up the word. Sure. You see it? Sure.
If sure. Still available. Yeah, sure. I say everyone can do a set because Marilyn Ricecup and Baron Vaughn are supposed to do it. Ooh. And either or both of them could forget. And Maria's supposed to do it. And either and she might forget. So...
I already have it in my calendar. So
If Kyle, you want a set?
Yeah, I might take one up now.
Yeah, there you go. 2 o'clock. So it's in a couple of hours. So I did a couple of sets this week. We're doing 2 shows on the 2nd.
Yeah, we got a
I have texted a lot of people that have not responded at all. Or maybe they did and I didn't get it. But I'll tell you, Jeannie Asheray said no. She said that she's not doing Zoom shows right now.
Okay.
And I'm doing a benefit this week for Wisconsin Democrats with a lot of fancy people. Here's my favorite story about that, by the way, is that so Ben Glebe, the Nowhere Club, is putting it on.
Okay.
He's doing it in conjunction with those people that did the table read of Princess Bride.
Right.
As a benefit. So,
isn't that Dane Cook? Or no, he had a Friends revival. Never mind. Sorry. Wrong guy.
Okay. Go ahead. Then, but the Ben Whitford, Bradley.
Yeah. The guy from West Wing.
West Wing. He's hosting it. And so I get a text from Ben Glebe saying, hey, can you do this thing? And I said, of course, I would love to be of any service to the Wisconsin Democrats ever. And then he said, you know, we want Sarah Silverman to do it, but she hasn't responded to my email. And I was like, I know Sarah Silverman. I have done a show called Sarah Silverman and Friends, at which point I said to her, are we? And she
did she respond?
She did. She laughed and gave me her cell phone number, which I didn't remember having. And because I said, I don't have her email. You do. And then I looked and I saw that I had her text, her cell phone number. I said, I'll text her and ping her about it. But I think you're probably the best bet on this. And so I texted her and she said, is this the gift of the Magi? And she sent me a DM from Bradley Whitford to her asking her if she wanted to do it. And in the DM, Bradley Whitford said, we're trying to get Jackie Cation.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I was like, am I hard to get? I'm an attainable goal, my friend.
That's so cool.
Yeah, Bradley Whitford knows my name. That's exciting. Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. I love the West Wing. And I loved everything he's ever done. And I love his Twitter feed, quite honestly.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. And so.
So are you going to do it?
Yeah, I'm doing it. Yes, it turns out, Tuesday night, I'm going to do it. I'm going to skip my I usually play Lords of Waterdeep with friends, but I'm not going to. I'm going to be in a show where I'm doing 3 to 5 minutes.
Okay, that's cool.
Over the internet.
I got an email inviting me to watch a comedy show supporting a progressive Democrat that I gave $300 to and wasn't even asked to do on the fucking show.
Ooh. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
You could, it turns out you also do stand-up comedy. You could have done it.
Yeah.
What about, did you write back and go, can I get a work in?
No, I like to hold these things inside and remain angry. And then talk about them on my podcast with Jackie Cation.
Oh, fair enough.
Friend of BW, Bradley Whitford.
Oh, right. As opposed to, I wonder if anyone. Oh, so then the other thing I did this week was Aaron Lee, stand-up comic, and now Righty Magoo and executive producer Magoo, working out. It's all working out. And and married to my old roommate, Jennifer McClay.
What's he executive producing?
It's a show called The Colony on Netflix. Yeah. It's an animated series with Jack Black and Marilyn Rice Cub and Nicole Byer, Bobby Moynihan, Funches.
Do you know that off the top of your head, or are you reading off a?
Oh, it is in front. I could read it.
It's a yes or no, and answer it immediately.
No, but okay. I could read it because I brought it to the table to have something to talk about because other people were in it that I had never heard of. So get this.
Yeah.
Aaron calls me and he says, it's not warm up, but it's because it's on Zoom and all it is a table read because we sort of want to get some energy into the script before they go into their own homes because it's animated and record their parts, right? So it's a table read, and he's like, it's not a warm-up thing, but it's like a warm-up thing. And I said, so Zoom banter. You want me to do Zoom banter with people? And he's like, sort of, yes. And so I was like, does it pay? Yes, it does. And so I said, I am available. And plus, these are all people I like, right?
Yeah, sure.
And so
you're going to do crowd work with those people that you just listed?
Yeah, that's what I did. And I was like, I don't know. Is this something? And so and the thing is they were having conversations, right?
Sure.
And then occasionally there would be silence. And then I would interject the Zoom banter I do with the show every Sunday or other Zoom. Like I was like, I would like to see your dogs. Let me see your pets.
Yeah, Let's see your pets.
And then I showed them the toys in this room. And then But he gave me a line in the table read. I got to do, so it was, it isn't a voiceover job. It is not the animated voiceover job that is on my vision board, but it is a step towards it.
It's closer. That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, it was super, and it was really fun to hang out with Jack Black and Marilyn Rice Cub Ron and Adonian were not there.
Oh, okay.
But there was a guy named Piot. What the heck? I think he was just hanging. God, he was freaking, his name was Piot Michaels.
Is he a stand-up?
No, I don't know. I've never heard of him. I've never seen him. He had so many voices.
Is he from Sweden?
He's he did not have an accent. He did voices though.
I'm just trying to. I need to know about the name Piot. Is it P-I-A-T?
It's spelled P-I-O-T-R-E, Piot.
Oh.
But it was pronounced Piot.
Okay.
And he riffed as, you know, and I don't know. You remember when we were coming up and everyone was essentially, it was Rich Little Light. It was like the new version and everyone was doing the same five dudes, right?
Wait, hold on. Let me do, who am I doing right now?
Nicholson.
Yes. Because I'm pulling my hair back. I am 90% into most male headliners from the 90s Nicholson impression.
Well done.
Thank you.
You talking to me? You talking to me? Who am I doing?
De Niro, of course.
Yes.
So
there was those guys.
Well, how did you physically become De Niro? Did you put your hands out?
Oh, I turned around. I'm so sorry.
Yes, I should have
turned around.
No, that was good.
Are you talking to me? And then what if he was at the buffet, Lori? Anyway.
Well, these people get hungry, Jackie. They got to eat. They're human too.
There's the same setup, the same situation, and then Elvis shows up.
Hold on. Jack Nicholson taking a shit. Here's Johnny. I think that was someone's clothes.
Anyway, so I don't know what the hacky things are. I don't know what the sort of standard things are anymore, but I don't think...
Oh,
this guy was so funny and he did a lot of different voices and it was wonderful.
Is the toilet flushing right now?
Oh, I turned on the AC because I'm sitting on the toilet.
I heard something.
It's how great would it be if this garage had plumbing? But it was another $60,000 or something.
Really?
Or it was $1 million. I have
no idea. Where's your laundry? Is it in your house?
Yeah.
Ah, I mean, that's good. But if it was in a garage, you're all ready to go.
We were plumbed. We would have been plumbed.
Yeah.
Fred Armisen was the guest for the two episodes I did the Zoom banter for.
Oh, cool.
Haven't seen him in a while. He was in full on quarantine in Vancouver because he's doing a movie up there.
I think I did Premium Blend the same night he did. Maybe there's, yeah.
We hung out for about a year or so.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Jackie Cation and Friends. Mm-hmm. He could be on that show. At which point he would
yes.
say, "But are we?" and I would say, okay, Guy Branum also willing to do a set today at 2:00.
Oh, you got another text? All right.
Yeah.
This is a star-studded lineup.
And I very easily just might be doing 30 minutes.
Okay.
But I'm going to do the 30 because I'm pretty psyched about how it's coming along. I got the sample mask. I got the joke hole set. You know, I do that joke about lighting up my joke hole.
Yeah.
It's. I meant to bring it in here, but all I brought was my tea.
Okay.
It's too bad, but I could do it for the picture. I'll do it for the photo. I'll go.
How exciting. That's really cool.
Something to look for. It is very exciting. And they said that I will get them by the end of the month, and which will be 2 months before I need them. So I can also put them.
We're headed to a deadly third wave. So I'm pretty excited for your merch opportunities right now.
How about this?
People will buy more after the show. You give them one, they're going to buy five.
I have to tell you that first of all, I talked to a friend of mine who I've known since college, right? And she's been working on the cure for AIDS and making some pretty good strides, right? So she's great. But I was talking to her last week and she said, yeah, they pulled me off the HIV thing to put me on COVID. And she said, I took one of the sample vaccines. And now I'm working using my own blood samples to see how it is reacting to it.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, you're a step away from being a mad scientist because that's crazy. But she doesn't, she's like, we're still in the first wave.
Jesus.
It's just, there's been three humps. We've never gone down.
Right.
So we're still in the first wave. And it's just, it's bananas.
I didn't have, after Monday, I didn't have any sets this week. And I was like, you know, I'm not, who am I?
Right.
Am I, what am I, just some spot monkey? And, right. So the, and plus we're, this is our third week of hiatus. So I'm like, I'm just going to exist and see who's in there. But there, you know, who's a very depressing person in there, depressed. And, I don't know. This is,
yeah,
it's taking its toll.
It is a little bit, mm-hmm, for sure.
In just emotional way. I mean, it's taking its toll on everybody in a lot of financial ways and stuff, but just the taking away of the thing that got me out of the house and connecting with people is, mm-hmm, you know, it's not good for me.
Right. Right.
I'm not like the reach out type, you know,
yeah,
I'll just replace it with phone calls, and that's not me. You're like, I'm afraid I'm turning my son into that too. You know, so last night we just went for a drive. I didn't want to go, I was tired. I was like, let's just drive. So we drove down Sunset and then to the beach, and then drove, just, you know, did like a circle around LA and talked,
yeah,
and stuff like that.
That Rosie Dog Beach down in Long Beach.
Charming. Yeah, I mean, you got to do it during the day, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's open till 8. So you could do... You could do it later, but
thank you. I wasn't necessarily looking for solutions.
Oh, solutions to the pandemic. You are correct. I don't have that.
Right. Solutions to, or things to do. There's plenty of things to do that are piling up in my brain and weighing me down so much that I can barely get out of bed.
Okay, so what we're really doing here in this minute, mm-hmm, of the Jackie and Lori show is telling everyone, Lori would like to do your show, please. Please email.
Please.
AnyLori16@gmail.com.
Listen, I am halfway to doing live shows in the backyard. Right. Consulted. Kyle's going to consult and come up with a sound system. Each, we'll have like four little tables that are far apart from people. They'll each have their own monitor, so the comic doesn't have to scream, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the comic will be, I'm going to say, in front of the far end of the pool. So you are totally protected from the audience.
Right.
And everything's outdoors, of course, anyway. And the audience will be masked. Mm-hmm, and anything, mm-hmm, the comic says will go out, but then into the pool where it will be killed instantly by heaps of chlorine.
Right.
And the comics will be in a separate area in the garage, and the garage door will be open, mm-hmm, and it'll be a lot of air coming in and out and fans, and I'll have purifiers in there, and everyone should be safe. It'll be like during the late afternoon, I'm thinking.
That's a great idea. And who books that? Can I get in on that? So I'm going to do the
Joe books it.
Oh, shit. She's only got me on one show. You remind me that I want to make sure the air purifier in this room is on.
24/7. 24/7.
Right, because I've got two now. One in our bedroom and one in here.
Good.
And my throat is less scratchy. I have been literally, it's just a cold. It's just a cold. Don't sweat it. And so I took my temperature, and it was 98.2.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy looked at it and said, "You've been very bright." And then I also took my oxygen with my finger oxygen thing.
Oh, did you get it? Did you get one finally?
Yeah, I bought one from that senior.com thing.
Okay, great, great, great. Yes.
And it was 98%. So guess what I am?
You.
I'm a picture of health is what I am. I'm a picture of health. And a year ago today, I was in Vietnam doing stand-up comedy. Two years ago, across the street from where John McCain crashed his last airplane. That's right. That's right. He crashed four times. Did you know that?
Do you know
a terrible pilot.
When I worked, I think he crashed five planes. because when I worked at 23/6, we were doing these commercial, like fake commercials, fake attack ads.
Yeah.
And the theme was if Democrats were like Republicans, because even then, this is 2008, you know, they're right. Being shitheads. And one of them was an attack ad on John McCain, who, and letting people know that he actually crashed more planes than Osama bin Laden. So I think
that's
he did
a funny
five.
Sketch right there.
Yeah, yeah, and I can't find it. You know, they erased 23/6 from the internet, and I cannot find that one. I thought I had it saved someplace, but I can't find it. It's driving me nuts.
Get this. So I ran out of clips, right, to get captioned and put on Instagram to remind people that I do stand-up comedy. And so then I Googled my own name, and I found a bunch of weird clips from 2009 where I'm wearing a sweater that I cannot find. I love that sweater. Anyway,
where's the set?
It's effing funny. Remember effing funny? E-F-F-I-N?
No.
Funny comedy, whatever. They told me they were going to take it down. They never took it down. So now I'm glad they haven't taken it down, because I'm ripping it off of YouTube and captioning several clips from it. And then,
You should request that they take it down. Go to YouTube and make them take it down.
Oh, there you go.
I've done that when someone's posted stuff. I've said, that's me. That's my material. I don't know who this fucking person is, and they shouldn't have it up.
Yeah, I didn't. I never signed a thing. And then the other one.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then the other thing is NBC. I did that Lisa Lion Gang show in 1999.
Don't remind me of shows I didn't get booked on.
Oh, go fair ahead. Enough. And but the video's up somewhere.
Oh,
so I'm gonna rip that.
Sure.
And turn that, because I'm also wearing a shirt that I cannot find.
Jackie, it's a 21-year-old shirt at this point. It's fine that you lost it.
I know, but. What if I had shirts older than you? What if I got to say that as an old man? What? Come on.
I got Botox yesterday.
Oh, really?
I couldn't take it anymore. Maybe some of these Zoom shows are responsible for my depression, but looking at my face up close before you get it to portrait, you know how it goes in speaker for like 10 seconds and you're like, ah, get. So, and it's been like close to a year maybe since I had Botox. So it was all coming down.
You did it for your mom.
Huh?
You did it for your mom, if I think about it.
Okay.
Wasn't she always talking about?
My mom used to put tape between her eyebrows and have just scotch tape on her head all day long to just stop herself from frowning. Ooh. And I'm in danger of becoming that. So... but here's the thing. So the Botox lady, she moved her office apparently. So I said, is there any way we can do this outside? And she's there. We have a screen door. We'll open up the door. So I get there and she opens the door like this much, like 6 inches. And I swing it all the way open.
Yeah.
And I have two masks on and I'm like, you're seeing patients every day. Aren't you worried about this? She's like, nah, I'm not worried. So then I asked her to put on a second mask and I asked her to stop talking because that's how aerosols spread. I don't know if she likes me anymore, but what? Here's the thing. If you wear a lab coat, you need to pretend that you're extremely concerned about COVID. If you're seeing people every day, right?
Right.
Just lie
right.
And say, I'm totally freaked out about it. I'm extra anal. Don't tell people you're cavalier about it. Cause now you've told
me that. Now I regret giving you whatever $60 for this dumb thing.
Yes. Yeah. And you've told me that when you're out of the office and you don't have to do the bare minimum, you know, you probably don't. So I was holding my breath. I was breathing through my nose, making sure even when like she was doing my chin, I just looked at the mask up to my bottom lip. So she, you know,
so you wouldn't be breathing on her.
Yes. And vice versa. She's not breathing into my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all little Petri dishes. Get the fuck away from me.
Did
so
you
yesterday,
see? Yeah.
Darla was in, my sister was in Milwaukee. They're driving from Minneapolis to Chicago to see her in-laws essentially. And so the kids could see their grandparents. And so she sees my dad. They go out to lunch at an outdoor restaurant in Milwaukee. And she tweeted that my dad wanted a hug.
and, saw.
Yeah. And somebody tweeted back, well, give your dad a fucking hug.
Whoa.
And I was like, or don't kill my father as you drove through Wisconsin, the biggest Petri dish in the nation.
Yes.
Yeah. Please do not hug. I need at least 20 more minutes out of that guy.
Yeah.
That's bananas. So you don't do Cameo. I don't do Cameo. I got an email from a fan asking me to do a Cameo-like thing for his wife. And he's like, if I give you $100, will you make a video for my fiance? And I said, yes. Yes, I will. And then $100 came to my PayPal. And, so and he did friends and family, so it didn't take $3 out of it.
Oh, so, that's nice.
Yes, yeah, he knows so, how to use PayPal.
Right. What was the request? Did you have to?
She had just had surgery or something, and he was just wanted me to give her a little pep talk.
That's
and,
nice.
And so I gave her a pep talk and a tour of this room. I don't know. I didn't know what to do. It was it was like 5 minutes.
That's very nice. When my friend Cheryl had some family problems, I got Morgan Fairchild to do a Cameo for her. But Morgan
but
Fairchild...
But you went through Cameo, right?
Yes. Morgan Fairchild, like, delivered. Like, she told a story about a death in her family, and I'm like, holy fuck, she's, like, giving it. She's not just reading off a script. Like, she really went all out for $70? I mean, how much does Cameo take?
Right, Cameo's got to take at least $14, right? 20%?
Really?
Wow. I would imagine.
See, that's a lot of emotion to give somebody. You know, if you have like 10 cameos lined up for people with dying relatives, that's a lot, Jackie.
It's true. I wonder if she did. Hey, let's do a Max Fun.
Oh, sure.
Are you feeling elevated levels of anxiety? Do you quake uncontrollably, even thinking about watching cable news? Do you have disturbing nightmares, only to realize it's 2 p.m. and you're up? If you've experienced one or more of these symptoms, you may have FNO, news overload. Fortunately, there's treatment. Hi, I'm Dave Holmes, host of Troubled Waters. Troubled Waters helps fight FNO. That's because Troubled Waters stimulates your joy zone. On Troubled Waters, two comedians will battle one another for pop culture supremacy. So join me, Dave Holmes, for 2 doses of Troubled Waters a month. The cure for your news overload. Available on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then let's also do the comic of the week.
Yes, our comic.
You found her.
Our comic of the week. Well, she's on Netflix. It's not hard to find. When someone's on Netflix, they're findable.
Her name is Ursula Carlson.
And she's either South African or Kiwi, New Zealand. We couldn't figure it out. Her accent is Kiwi, but it says she's from South Africa. It may be some sort of Commonwealth, you know, situation. I don't know.
Residual,
I understand British things, right?
Yeah, it's the end of the empire.
They all have the queen on their money. But anyway, she was very funny, and she's on Netflix, so it's very easy to find her. And you should go check
and
her out. I think she has like a full special, yeah.
Yeah, what's the name of that special?
You just had it.
Something loser.
It's something
right?
loser, like a...
Unapologetic loser.
Unapologetic loser thing. Yeah.
Was that it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And her name is spelled URZILA, Ursula, not Ursula.
So Ursula Carlson. Carlson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, overqualified loser.
Overqualified.
Loser.
Not unapologetic. Overqualified. She is.
Each
that's right.
Title.
She probably has a PhD or something. Comics with PhDs always crack me up. I did a show last night. It was a benefit.
Well, that's a blanket statement to make. I mean, I would say joke by joke. I'll take a joke by joke, as I would with anyone. Jackie, you can't prefer PhD comics. That's a little unfair to the rest of us working class gals.
It was a sweeping statement. I don't even remember what it was. That's the great thing about me. I'm just talking. It's podcast. Welcome to the podcast, you guys. And
listen, my dog... brought a rat into my home.
I saw that. You know why? Because she's a terrier and they're ratters.
Well, I didn't know they were ratters. I didn't know
that. I only remembered that pit bulls were terriers when you said that the dog brought the rat.
I look on the floor, I see a corpse, and I screamed, and then my dog took the rat in her mouth, so the tail was sticking out of my dog's mouth, and looked like you're welcome, like proud.
Yes. Of course,
I was so afraid she was going to run into my room and jump on the bed with it. You know, thankfully she dropped it again. And then I had the resident in the garage come. I don't ask for much, but I do ask for rodent disposal. Please don't make me do this. So
yeah, I think it seems a fair exchange of goods and services.
Yes.
Take this rat, please, and throw it away.
Please.
It's interesting, though, because now you no longer have a rat anywhere around your house.
How many more do I have? I have a lot of the kind of bushes and landscaping that rats love. And I would love it too. I mean, it's you're in Rosemary, you're hidden, and there's lots of ins and outs, and it's hard to find you. And
my Rosemary will not take. I'm very irritated with my Rosemary. It's a weed. It should just grow.
Yeah, it does. And they grow so it grows so fast.
Yeah. It's very disappointing. Andy put a little brick thing around it. I'm like, don't be boxed in. Become a thing. We'll trim you back. I'll use you on chicken. Oh my God. I've started to talk to the word.
At least you have a never ending squash, Jackie. Now let's
we
look
do.
On the
we have
side.
Three more yellow squash.
Oh my God.
Yesterday we were thinking about brunch COVID-ing. We were gonna eat out. We were gonna eat in a restaurant on a patio.
I think that's fine.
Well, we went to the Argentinian place to do that.
Okay.
Because I wanted a steak sandwich and it was crawling with humanity. We got it to go.
Yes.
We're like, yes, Mercado, Buenos Aires, you are very beautiful and the food was amazing. And we live four blocks away. But so it was the sandwiches were still hot, but
yeah,
we brought them back, sat in the backyard, and ate under the orange tree. It actually felt kind of nice.
That is nice. I read that what you're supposed to do is find three restaurants that you really like and go all in on supporting them.
Okay, because you've been ordering like every week,
not that much, but I want to.
You want to support.
My son and I have no palate. You know, we're very happy with toast.
Yeah, you're...
But we're trying... I'm trying to expand our lives.
American Chef Boyardee War.
Oh, by the... Okay, that reminded me of something else. But so I'm on the hunt for good tabbouleh. I love tabbouleh. The best tabbouleh is at the Cellar. It's at the Olive Garden restaurant. It's fucking amazing. I used to get it all the time. And now I'm looking. I went to a place in Glendale. It was good, but I don't want to drive to Glendale for tabbouleh. So now I'm trying to look in my someplace where I don't have to get on the freeway around the house. And then if I find tabbouleh, I will go all in and get food once a week from this restaurant. I'm auditioning Mediterranean restaurants this week.
Okay. I have suggestions. I have the one that you seriously, I think, is it called Carnival or is it called Carousel? I think it's called Carnival.
I don't know.
And it's on Woodman near Ventura. It's on Woodman just north of Ventura.
Let's do this off the mic because you have described a place that's too far for me to drive.
Watch me go pick up a whole pile of food and drop it off on your porch.
Oh no.
And, yeah.
Also, so
all it is rice. Do you like rice? Or do you eat?
I love rice. I love rice.
And do you like shish kebab as long as it's beef or chicken?
I don't know.
You don't know. Do you like beef or chicken?
I don't.
Because it's real basic. Do you? Because if you're not much of you're not a vegetarian, but you're not much of a meat eater either.
You know what I do is I get salmon. I get a lot of salmon.
Okay. Like there was. Do you know that there was like 3 or 4 years when Karen Rontowski was only eating salmon for breakfast?
Really good for you. Really good for you.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
And I like salmon.
Look
I like
her.
It.
She's thriving.
She is thriving. She's,
and you, you're looking for 21-year-old t-shirts in your garage. So maybe you should have some salmon.
How, what do you? Where do you get salmon?
I buy
fish.
I get it delivered. There's this company called Wild Alaskan, and you can get a bunch of salmon on whatever rotation you want. They bring it in a box that's free,
and is
whatever.
It smoked? Is it
no? It's uncooked.
Raw?
It's frozen. It's frozen. Yeah,
it's just a big piece of frozen salmon that
they're
you
like
cook
little
and...
six ounce cuts of salmon.
Okay.
So I made two
portion.
For myself and my son last night. Yeah, I tried fresh Hello Fresh. I think someone had a friend of mine had a free meal. So I tried it and the free meal is still in the freezer. It's like too many instructions. I fear it. It's taking up a lot of space and I don't know what to do with it.
Well,
and then I got another one and I'm like, fuck, I haven't even cooked the last one. I can't take this. So I gave it to a passerby. On the
hilarious.
Street. I'm like, this just came. I can't deal with it. You're more than welcome.
But what
to
about
have it.
When HelloFresh starts advertising here on the Jackie and Lori show? That's
complete
how I
change
said,
of
I
heart.
Tried.
Complete change of heart.
Because I tried HelloFresh because they advertised on the Dork Forest, and I can say this because they're not advertising on this show. But I'll change my tune once they do. But everything comes in these tiny, like it's a recycler's nightmare.
Because it is. It is. It is. That's the other thing that stresses
ridiculous.
Me out. Packaging does stress me out a lot. I'm just trying to figure out where to put my Christmas lights, you know, that have like I try to always recycle in the right place. And I was just at Ralph's and I'm like, I'm not getting these things because they're in plastic. And I'm just tired of cookies in plastic, you know, like I just get depressed by packaging. That actually really does depress me when I'm shopping. And that's why I start to just buy three things that, or at least I know how to recycle them.
Right. Andy, he was at the grocery store the other day and he brought home 2 fennel bulbs. And I don't mind fennel. He likes fennel. It's it looks like a giant bok choy. Okay.
I've seen it. Yeah.
But it doesn't taste like bok choy. And
right. It's
okay. And he really likes it. But I'm like, you gotta make it. I don't know how to prepare. Cause I'm just going to steam it. And then we're going to have steamed fennel and it's going to be super fennel-y. And I'm going to want it to be fennel-y and something else. Like garlic or chili peppers. Those are 2 things I could just,
okay.
Why don't I just fucking do that then? Anyway, so sorry. I'm talking to myself. It's been great.
That's my life. It's also important to know how you eat, right? So I'm at the store and part of me is like, let me get a bunch of pomegranates. It's pomegranate season. And then I was like,
we have a bag of them
stop.
From our neighbor. Yeah.
No.
You only want one pomegranate.
I have one. Let's see how I do.
Let's
see how I do. If I take it apart and eat it, I'll reward myself with 2 next week.
Or another one.
Yeah.
Because you can go every 2 weeks with a pomegranate.
Oh, so good. I love pomegranates.
They're delicious.
I am watching in my depression.
I can't
Call
believe
Saul.
I want you
so
to watch something cheerful.
Fucking good.
Incredibly
good,
well done.
Good TV cheers me up, even if it's incredibly depressing.
Even if the story's depressing? That's interesting.
Well, it's not depressing. It's not depressing. It's so well done and
my
it's
definition
so
of depressing.
But the performances are so good.
Yeah. So if that cheers you up, that's cool. My definition of depressing television are people that I recognize the characters as someone I know that I love and then will not fix their lives. In other news, I will not be watching Better Call Saul. So
why? Because you think that his character is like your dad?
I've met my dad and my dad's friends at a variety of comics who were all these sort of, you know, hey, how's it going? And you're like, could you not be a fucked up mess? And the depiction of that, the writing of that, the acting of that, I'm sure it's very beautiful.
It is. And so many women are working on the show. Like, oh, so many women direct it, so many women write, executive produce it. It's like, you know, you can't help but notice in opening credits, like, God damn, like, most of this stuff is being done by women. It's pretty amazing.
That's
great. At least 50%, if not more, it feels like.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. I this week I watched a series of a docuseries about the making of The Mandalorian. Yeah, yeah, that's the difference there. The Mandalorian is a Star Wars TV show on
I know, I've seen that little Yoda toy, all right?
Okay, so so you're familiar with
The Mandalorian.
I just didn't want you to not know. Anyway, the first episode was the directors. And the diversity of those directors, Jon Favreau's the executive producer.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it like a TV show where there's a different director on each episode.
Oh yeah, Taika Waititi did one, right?
Right, Taika Waititi did one. And two women, Ron Howard's daughter, and these people have names, Jackie. I'm not gonna know them. And a woman named Chow. And then but the diversity of these six directors was awesome.
Yeah.
It was that guy from New Zealand who did Walking in the Shadows. That guy.
What were you doing, Shadows? That's Taika Waititi.
Oh, that's the guy you just said. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I'm like, there's another one? There's another director from New Zealand?
He's a comic. He worked with the Flight of the Conchords a bunch.
Oh, that guy. He also directed one?
That's Taika Waititi. We're all talking about one guy. Also, Peter Jackson is also from New Zealand.
I don't know him. I've never seen his act. I only care about the secondary careers of stand-up comics.
Right, because it's always nice to know, right? That there's hope. That there's something else we can do.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you if you've read if you've started the Meryl Marco book.
No. Okay, Jackie. I have Meryl Marco's book, and I tweeted about it. It's next.
Oh, okay. Hey,
listen, I've had a lot of...
Because you had Sarah's.
John, Jackie, I've had a lot of nonfiction in a row, okay? Cast, very heavy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Sarah Schaefer's memoir, hilarious, great, grand. It's called Grand. It's
okay.
Grand.
Oh, cool.
But now I'm like, I need to escape reality if nobody minds for 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm reading Isabel Allende's new book about the Civil War in Spain. It's hardcore. It's really good, though. But here's the thing. It happened right around the time of the rise of Hitler, right? And
yes.
So it doesn't get the same ink in terms of, even in history, it's like, oh, yeah, Spain had a civil war at the same time. But it was horrific.
It was huge. Are you kidding me? The Spanish Civil War in the 30s? Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But in terms of what you studied in history, it's always World War II. It's always the Holocaust. It's Nazi Germany. That. But they kind of, and then like my only reference, I was thinking my reference growing up was Chevy Chase going, Francisco Franco is still dead. Like, and you're like, oh yeah, that joke. Oh, wait, that guy was a fucking monster. It's a really great book. And it's the first book of hers I've read. And I feel like, and then I read, then she has written like 45 books. I'm like, oh my God. If I love her, then I have to go down the rabbit hole and read 45 books. But anyway.
Oh, that's interesting.
Once I finish this, then I'm going to go to Meryl's.
Right. I love that this is your light break. Anyway.
But it's just well-written fiction. So.
Oh, it's beautiful, right? It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The praise is just amazing.
I love learning. I mean, I know the historical shit is accurate, which is nice to know you're not just learning. You're learning something, actually.
Historical fiction is so important to teaching people history. It really is. And I worked at a movie theater in 1989 in London for 3 months. Mm-hmm. That was dumb. And one of the women I worked with was from Spain, and she grew up in Franco's Spain.
Wow.
Yeah. When she was a little girl, it was during the Civil War. And that's how I found out about it. You would have thought I would have found out about it when I read Hemingway, but I didn't. I didn't find out about it then because I didn't like Hemingway and I just would read it like this. Yeah, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Did you read a lot of Hemingway?
I've read two, maybe three. How many are there, Kyle? How many Hemingways are there?
Six? Probably close to 30. Like, shit. If we're counting with the short story collection stuff, I think there's
I never count the short stories.
Like,
okay, 10 novels.
So many.
Anyway, let's do another break for Max Fun.
Hey, you like movies? What about coming up with movie ideas over the course of an hour? Because that's what we do every week on Story Break, a writer's room podcast where three Hollywood professionals have an hour to come up with a pitch for a movie or TV show based off of totally zany prompts.
Like that time we reimagined Star Wars based on our phone's autocomplete.
Luke Skywalker is a family man and it's Star Wars, but it's a good idea.
Okay, how about that time we broke the story of a bunch of Disney Channel original movies based solely on the title and the poster?
Okay, Sarah Hyland is a 50-foot woman. Let's just go with it, guys.
Or the time we finally crack the Adobe Photoshop feature film.
Stamp tool is your Woody, and then the autofill is the new Buzz Lightyear.
Join us as we have a good time imagining all the movies Hollywood is too cowardly to make. Story Break comes out every Thursday on Maximum Fun. I don't know why I'm using this voice now.
I heard the dog.
Yes, my dog.
I heard the dog. She sounds like an adult dog already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because she's still a puppy.
When I let her out in the front yard, she's on a leash that's attached to the roof, so she can travel, but she can't jump away.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Good call.
Isn't that cool? Because she's constantly getting wound up in things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I always have to go rescue her. I moved things around. I took, I had a couch. I've had this couch since like 2009. I got it off Craigslist. And it's a nice, big, fat leather couch. Four-seater. Leather.
Ooh.
But it's pretty old now. Mm-hmm. And so I bought a little, and it's too big. It's also too big for the space. So it's bleeding out of a wall. Like, you know, like you have to like shift your hips to walk around. It's just,
okay. Yeah.
So I got a little love seat in its place, which fits nicely. It's all, everything's all compact where it's supposed to be now. Mm-hmm. And the couch, I moved to the porch. So now I have like a, well, I've always wanted like a secondhand couch on a porch. To me, that's how you spend your nights, just sitting on your couch, right?
Yeah.
And
porch living.
Yes. And then I got a slip cover, and I didn't grow up with slip covers, and I always thought they were plastic things that people put on stuff. So I'm like, why would I didn't even want to know about them, right? They just sounded awful and crinkly. And it turns out they're stretch. They come in colors. They're
the
amazing.
New ones? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I got a teal cover, which is my favorite color. And oh my God, it's so comfy, cozy now.
Oh, well played. Well played. It's, yeah, my grandmother had that plastic stuff over the sort of the, some of the furniture that was in like a weird second.
Yeah. Second living room that no one sat in. Yeah. No, my parents had the same thing. Yeah.
Weird. And then, but then I remember I got a free couch one time when I first moved here, and one of the cushions ripped. And instead of, there's no way to, I mean, and in 2003, there was no way for me to buy a new couch. So I bought one of those slip covers, but it was super hard. It was before the stretchy ones. And it was like trying to put a quilt in a duvet cover, like to put like something
right,
in a
duvet. Right.
You know how it all bunches up and stuff?
Yeah.
It's so I had, but now they're all stretchy and stuff. I bet you they're like fitted sheets. You're like, why did this take so long?
Yes. Yeah. And now it, like leather can be kind of uncomfortable to sit on in the heat, and now I'm sitting on teal cotton.
Yeah, I got a couple of sets this week. I'm going to send them to you. You're going to do a set today, and then I'll send you the information on my Wednesday, Thursday, and maybe you can pick up sets there too. You have sets?
Tuesday, Flappers, 7:30.
Oh, nice.
Thursday, I'm doing a live one and a Zoom one.
Okay.
The live one is for Team Coco, and the Zoom one is for Nicole Blaine, but they're far enough apart to so can do them. And then Saturday, I'm doing Kyle's show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go.
And Jimmy Calloway's show before that.
Who books that, Kyle? What's happening there?
Solange Castro.
Oh, that's why. She hates me. No.
Oh, yes. She's always like, I'll fix that Cation yet.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm doing a Billy Joel, a show out of Boulder on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing a Mary Bacay show, which I think is a flapper show, on Thursday.
Cool.
And then Sunday, I'm doing the Tammy Joe show. And yeah.
Guys, so, we got 8 more minutes.
We got 8 more minutes. I thought that that would jump. No. I don't know. Yeah. Somebody asked me to do Joke Machine, and I'm like, I'm not working on any new material right now. I got to tighten the stuff because I'm psyched about the, I'm pretty psyched about the dad stuff. I'm going to, today I think I'm going to work on the ally stuff where the Sky Delta Sky Club and the old man pushing the old man.
I'm realizing like so now that both my parents are dead, if I meet a guy at some point, he will also probably have dead parents, right? We're of this age.
At least one, right?
Right. No. But no, but I mean, say he's got both, right? It's a different, like before I was, first I was like trying to date, after I had my kid, I was trying to date and find a guy that would be a good stepfather for my son, right? And then around, I guess, 2015, after my dad died and I broke up with a boyfriend, I was like, I'm not looking until my son's grown up, right? I'm not bringing a dude into this.
He doesn't need it. Yeah.
Too much drama. And then I just felt different after my dad was dead, right? Like, I didn't feel, I don't know. But now, if I meet a guy and he doesn't have, like, part of meeting someone is you verify who they say they are by meeting their family, you know? And now, if this person doesn't have any family, I just have to go off of them and believe that they were born in Kazakhstan or whatever story they're going to come up with, right?
Wait, but you have other, like, you have your sister and her... Your niece and nephew, sure. Right? Nieces, I think, right? How long have I known you? Anyway, so...
I have two nieces.
Okay, so, but you have family that this person's going to have to meet, and that person will have other family, just because you it's not going to be just... Like, unless you're going to troll, I don't know, there is an orphan, I think, dating app, so where you just get people who are related to no one.
Okay, I'm not related to no one. I'm saying,
and neither will he be. He'll be related to people, but it's not parent on parent, which is interesting.
I don't like this time of my life. I want to have parents, and I want them to have their house in the Bay Area. There's no reason to go back. Like, at least you can go back to Wisconsin because you still have people living there, right? Some of you guys got the fuck out, but some of you didn't. So at least you're like, oh, I get to go
back. Ross Cation will never leave. You are correct.
I don't have anyone in Walnut Creek or Pleasant Hill. So there's no one. So if I got to go, except my dad's grave and what will be my mom's or, you know, niche when we haven't even finished all the burial shit. Like,
yeah.
I still have her ashes here. We got to put them in the niche that she shares with my dad in Lafayette. And
Maria had a memorial yesterday for her mama.
Right.
And she had left a message saying, hey, can you help me run this Zoom thing? And she never called me back. And then I talked to her yesterday and she was like, no, I just dealt with it. And I was like, I would have liked to have gone to that memorial.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you something about Marilyn Bamford. Marilyn Manford, one of the like 2 years, maybe less than that. My favorite thing, she was like, Jackie, your dick jokes are so much better. They're just so good. And I was like that she had the lingo. I like that she was just like, you write a nice dick joke, Jackie. It's real nice. And but I will say that, yeah, I know your life is very different than it was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm psyched you got the boy, quite honestly, because otherwise you would be spinning.
Wow. Well, I guess. Yeah. I mean, I might have a boyfriend. You don't know. I decided not to date or pursue anything because I had a son.
Right. But it might have been. Yeah, but I think that he's added so much to your life. And so
I'm not debating.
No. I need you to tell the people that you love your child.
Listen,
no,
pros
I think
and
it's
cons.
Established. Pros and cons. Always riffing. Always riffing.
I just don't like having no parents. That's all. You know?
Right.
Like, but, you know, even though my mom had moved out of the house and stuff, it still was a link to the first half of my life. And now you know, no, just pictures. Yeah.
Like, change is inevitable, and it's sometimes it sucks and it takes a while. It's still early days, too. I mean, she passed away, like, what, 2 months ago?
June 18th.
June?
Yeah, 6/18. So yeah. It's been, like, 4 months.
That's early days, lady. And the fan sent a mug for you that says you're fucking magnificent. Are you using that mug? Remember, I gave you that mug.
Yes, I have it.
I can't remember that
guy's
name.
I don't keep track of my mug usage. I usually just pour a cup of coffee and drink it. But it is in rotation.
Oh, there you go.
I have seen it in the dishwasher. So, I guess it is. I'm using it. And I don't believe it. And I don't believe any message on a mug, whether it's positive or negative.
Well, take a stand. I like that you're taking a stand about merch, messages on merch.
You know what? A comic sent me something, like a DVD of a performance that he had from a long time ago, I think. And his
wow.
It was a New York, is a New York address on the return envelope. I've never been to his house. And as soon as I got the envelope, the first thing I did is, what do you think I did?
You looked up his Zillow.
Yeah, no, I went. I looked up the address and they had the floor plan. So I'm like, what's his house like? It's nice. Two bedrooms plus a third without a closet, like a little office.
Would you
office.
Ever want to go into architecture? Would you ever want to?
No, I'd like to go into spying, is what I'd like. I want to see everyone's floor plan. I want to see how you do it.
How did you do it? What did it work out? What did it look like?
We got 30 seconds.
30 seconds?
Okay, what were you going to say, Jackie?
Goodbye?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.